Thank you again for this term of service over Brother Clark. You feel free, brother. Love you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's good to be back at the Lord's house tonight. Appreciate all that made their way here this evening. Trust and pray that everyone's had a wonderful day in the Lord. And tell this church that I appreciate this opportunity, and I appreciate this church for all of your prayers, for the stand that you take, for your love of the Lord and the love of the cause. And church, I want to tell you about your pastor. We were blessed to have him come and help us in our revival at Buffalo Springs. And we have day and night services. But I cannot tell you the number of people that came and told me how blessed they were and how much they enjoyed Brother Ron being with us that week. You bless the church, brother. But I appreciate that. Appreciate those that came and helped us in our effort meeting. Do remember us at Buffalo Springs. We've got a large number of lost. We have a large number of children that are lost. We have a large number that the age of accountability is close. And we've got grown people with families of their own. Them and their children are lost. Boy, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? Is there anything on anyone's heart at all? I would desire an interest in your prayers. I just ask that the Lord would help me and just tie all this together. Because me, it seems very elementary and very scattered. But y'all just pray for me. If you have your Bibles, turn with me over to John chapter 14, starting in the 16th verse. This is Jesus Christ speaking, and it gets no more pure, no more sweeter than all of these words in red. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says, "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." Oh, and here's a promise. "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also." The 25th verse says, "These things have I spoken unto you, yet being present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." We all know that there are three parts of Godhead: God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit. They're all three different. They're all three whole different offices. But yet they're the same. Tonight I want to talk to you for just a little bit about the Comforter. About the Holy Spirit. The workman of the world. That it was promised to us by Jesus that when He went to heaven that He would not leave us, and that us means you and I, comforts. God knows every single thing about each and every one of us. He knows all of our needs. He knows all of our wants. He knows all of our desires. He knows our troubles and our tribulations and our trials. The Holy Spirit knows where we are in our race. He knows where we are with our daily walk with the Lord. And He said, I will not leave you comfortless.
Amen.
I will send one, just as we sung in that song, I feel the Holy Spirit deep down inside.
Amen.
Boy, tonight, if you can't feel the Holy Spirit down in your soul, my advice to you, and the truth is, you start praying.
Amen.
You start praying. When God saves your soul, when repentance and faith come together, He is duty bound to save your soul. And that sweet peace and that joy, God takes up a bone in your soul, is the Holy Spirit, is God Himself.
Amen.
That sweet peace that you feel at 2:00 in the morning when He wakes you out of a dead sleep and just says, I love you, is the Holy Spirit, is God Himself talking unto you. Those times that we all, and if you don't have any trials or any tribulations in this life, I want to talk to you. Those problems that we have, and He comes by, and they just a sweet, sweet peace that says, I've got this.
Amen.
I've got it under control. Everything is all right in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He said, I won't leave you comfortless. Upon the foundation of this world, do you know that the three knew what each and every one of us needed? Before we were ever conceived, before we were ever born, before we ever took our very first breath. That blows my mind. That's almost too much for me to fathom. That God on high knew that I was going to be born. He knew that my babysitter was going to be the very first one to tell me about the Lord. He knew just exactly what it was going to take for me to hear the gospel. He knew that.
And he said, I will leave you comforts.
So now let me ask you tonight, where would we be today? Where would we be this very night without the workman of the world? Where would we be without the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us? Remember what I said, the workman of the world? You know what one of his jobs is? If you've been saved, he's reproved you of sin. That condemnation, that guilty verdict, that conviction upon your soul is God Himself. It's through the Holy Spirit letting you know that you are not right. That you're not right in God's sight. Where would we be without it today? I tell you where we'd be. We would be hell bound. But oh, I'm thankful for Him. I'm thankful for Him. And you know, Paul even talks about it. Just as these words were written so many years ago, they're still good for us today.
Amen.
They are good for us tonight at Faith Missionary Baptist Church. In the second, in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, look, I just need to read all of this. It says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. But having renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God with the little g of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. There's no one else for us to preach.
Amen.
The one that died for you and I only. And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God hath commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Oh, that's good. That the excellency of the power might be of God and not of us. Now listen to this. In the 8th verse, we are troubled on every side. Now just stop for a minute this evening. And all I can do is speak for myself. But everywhere I look, everywhere that I turn to, everything that I read is trouble. Boy, there's trouble everywhere. We don't live anymore in a little bubble. This town, Nashville, Tennessee, and what has happened today? Boy, there's trouble. Would you have ever thought that someone would have come through church doors and killed somebody? There's trouble everywhere you look. Let me tell you what I was told this morning. That there are now protesters in Sumner County that are protesting missionary Baptist churches right outside the door. Folks, there's trouble. There are those that do not want the gospel preached. I ran into it just a little while ago. Of all places, Cody, Wyoming. Boy, I was on a high. Me and the two other brothers, we had gone door to door. We had put up flyers. Met some people, had given up a tent and chairs. Pretty much the whole city had rolled out the red carpet. So whatever it is that you need. Then there comes one upon the scene. That great adversary that you and I fight. And he said that his goal in Cody, Wyoming is for people not to hear what we have to say. There's trouble on every corner. There's people. I would say that there's people within the sound of my voice that want the doors shut. We've got trouble. But you know what it goes on to say? But yet we're not distressed. We are not in distress. You know why? Because we have one on our side, the deep down inside, that will fight every battle for us. There's trouble on every side, but we're not distressed. When we stand up and we get as low as we can go and we say, God, you are going to have to help. There's trouble. There's trouble in our families. There's trouble in our work. I hope and I pray that there's not trouble in our churches. I hope not. I pray not. But when we get just as low as we can go, here comes the workman of the world to fix our problems. See what that man told me up in Cody, Wyoming. I said, why don't you just come in here in this tent and pray with us? He looked at me. He said, you're not worthy of me praying with you. I said, Lord, help you. There was trouble. But you know what? That man heard every single word that was preached that weekend. We're troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. We got one that will fight for us. We've got one that loves us. We've got one that lives deep down inside. We are perplexed. We're puzzled. Can you imagine? I just don't understand what would go through someone's mind to walk in and to shoot somebody. I don't understand that. I don't understand. I don't understand why sinners are so hard-hearted. I don't understand that. I don't understand why they turn it off. There's lots of things to each and every one of us that puzzles us. It just doesn't make sense unto God's children. It doesn't make sense to me why this country was set up upon God and there's been a great falling away. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense that people will tell you what's good is bad and what's bad is good. It doesn't make sense. But it's not only up to us, it's up to each and every one of us. Even though it's puzzling, to stand upon the truth. To stand. We can't stand by ourselves either. There is no way that you can stand on your own. Because that woman I said, that great adversary, that is going to and fro, just seeing who he can destroy. The devil, he will cut your legs out from underneath you. He will get your influence, your mouthpiece. But we've got one that lives deep down inside that will fight our battles for us. He will be our mouthpiece. He will tell us what to say and when to say it. And he'll be with us. Now you want to talk about a rock that can't be moved. He cannot be moved. And he fights. Oh, he fights for his children. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Boy, if we've been saved by God's grace, if there's a time or place where God has saved your soul, there's nothing in my soul that's in despair. It's clean. It's safe. It's pure. It'll never sin again. I can lay my head down at night and go sound asleep. Matter of fact, I believe I go to sleep before my head hits the pillow. I'm at rest. I am at peace. There's nothing to be despairing about. Because my God, if my God can cause the sun and the moon, he can take care of each and every one of our battles. If he can cause that sun to stay there and the moon to stay there, if he can take a sea and if he can roll it back, and his children walk on dry ground, if he can take an old stony heart, a stony, rotten, sinful heart, and that quick put in a new heart, become a new creature in Christ, to be a joint heir with Jesus Christ. But we don't have anything to be in despair about. None whatsoever. We're persecuted.
Book of Martyrs and see Faith Missionary Baptist Church back in the day when they were persecuted for standing upon the truth, that they had their lives taken in very cruel ways. But church, as I've already said, don't think that there's those out there that don't want to persecute you. Don't think that there's those out there that don't want you dead. That's just the facts. We are being persecuted.
We're being persecuted on television. We're being persecuted on the radio, in the newspaper. We are being persecuted on this rotten social media. That can be used for some good things. But mostly it's bad. Persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Oh, we're not forsaken. We're not cast away. We are not forgotten about. We are not to be trodden under. We've got one on high. We've got one right now. The Holy Spirit. We've got one right now, the Comforter. That is deep down inside. That will help us. Oh, He'll help us. He will bless us. He'll take care of whatever problems. In church, we've all got problems. He'll let us know when we do wrong. He'll let us know when we do right. And just that sweet, sweet Spirit that comes by and says, "You are mine and I am yours." Oh, that's good. That is good. That's my message tonight.
Brother Jimmy, can we have a song come around and say, "Brother Matthew's hand"? I knew a little bit about the situation with him. From what I understand, he had one every night too, right?
He did.
He had one every night. They were out there just trying to hold the cross out there in Wyoming. And so pray for that man. Pray for our neighbors. Pray for our country. Appreciate this, the fact that the close to the Holy Spirit is our country. Everything else is there. He is well there. I believe you kind of heard a little bit about that today too. But God still on His throne. I appreciate the things that you said. All else said and done, we are going home. We're just passing through here on the way. Somebody has something on your heart this evening, something you feel that the Lord wants you to say.
Appreciate you, Brother Clark, for being with us tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Jay. Pray for his wife. So we have a test tomorrow. That's why she's not here. She's cold here. I miss her. Miss her family.
She's
better than you. Pray for her. Anybody
else? Well, I enjoyed the next 2 minutes. I turned on TV and saw about that shooting at the church. And I watched an interview one guy, and I pondered this all day. And then next door to the church, we didn't go. And he said, I watched that one go to church. And then it's bad news or something like that. So people watch. And I haven't exactly figured out what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if people watch. So, he's been watching the women now, and he never went in. I'm glad I did not watch the women.
Anybody else?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, people like that, they want to put blame on our Lord. Like it's his fault.
I'm excited to get back to the table.